Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2070 with a release date of Friday, June 30th, 2017 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. New Zealand prepares for the nation's first satellite. Kids in Tennessee find that amateur radio is more than just a museum piece. A special government assignment has hams in India listening carefully on the bands, and in South Carolina, one ham club was offering a wearable keepsake of this year's field day. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2070 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Bloomington, Indiana, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
New Zealand has more than just the America's Cup to be proud of. The nation has its own first satellite, KiwiSat, and it's just about ready for prime time. Well, it does need a few more team members to see the project through. If you're in New Zealand and can help, listen to this report from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Awaiting its launch after a series of setbacks, the satellite known as KiwiSat has delivered a message to the New Zealand amateur community, take me to your leader. The amateur radio satellite is at its staging point, ready to transport a payload of big hopes and dreams for New Zealand's ham community as the nation's first satellite. The on-again, off-again project has suffered from a variety of obstacles over the years, but AMSAT ZL is hoping to get it into orbit at last. Organisers have been collecting names of KiwiSat members and other amateurs who have stepped forward to serve as launch coordinator or part of the support team working with the coordinator. There is already an engineering team prepared to move forward, so the priority for now has been to conduct environmental testing of KiwiSat and then tend to the details of launch timing, coordination and funding. The project has also been in search of a new leader of the engineering team, who can take up the reins from Fred Kennedy's at L1BYP, who has stepped down due to medical issues. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
In India, the government of West Bengal has reached out to a local amateur radio club for a different kind of listening assignment on the bands. This is DXing with a rather different purpose. We hear the details from Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Hams in West Bengal have been asked to listen for radio communications between leaders of the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, GJM, a separatist movement trying to create a new state in that part of India. Media reports said the government believes that the GJM has established small radio stations in the plains and hills of the region and continues to be able to communicate despite government shutdown of cable and internet services as of the 18th of June. Ambarish Nag Biswas, BU2JFA, secretary of the West Bengal Amateur Radio Club, told the local media that long conversations have been detected in Nepali and Tibetan, but that the content was classified and he would not speak further about the club's involvement. Police raided the separatist's office on the 15th of June and confiscated two radios. Indian authorities, quoted locally, said that there have been suspicious signals in code sent between the activists and other regions. Police said they decided to call in the amateur radio operators after they discovered the radios, hoping they could track their activities. GJM leaders are believed to be in hiding following a period of violence and agitation, as supporters of the movement have gone on an indefinite strike. In various media reports, Roshan Giri, the general secretary of the GJM, has denied the existence of any radios, saying the government has sought to defame the movement. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Does ham radio belong in a museum? Well, some kids in Tennessee would say yes, but not because amateur radio is a relic. It's just that the local children's museum is where radio comes alive for them. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Mike Askins, KE5CXP, with that story.
Youngsters in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, who got on the air for ARRL Kids Day, had QSOs that were true museum-quality contacts. That's because the kids, who ranged in age from 4 to 11, were operating from inside the Children's Museum of Oak Ridge. Every third Sunday afternoon of the month, the Oak Ridge Amateur Radio Club hosts its Amateur Radio Outreach Day for the kids And in June, that happened to coincide with ARRL's Kids Day on June 18. The youngsters learned and transmitted their names in Morse code, learned a little bit of radio science, and then keyed their mics and got on the air. The event took place in the museum's Discovery Lab, a great place for kids to discover the magic of radio. Jim Bogard, KY4L, said the museum and the Amateur Radio Club have a long-standing relationship with one another and recently signed a memorandum of understanding that may eventually lead to a permanent amateur radio exhibit at the museum. Jim said the concept would include an operating amateur radio station as well as equipment used during World War II when Oak Ridge was founded during the Manhattan Project. Meanwhile, he said the museum and the Ham Club are looking forward to the next Amateur Radio Outreach Day for youngsters, which will be Sunday, July 16th. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
If hams in Indonesia are a little preoccupied right now, it's because there's a big happening in the middle of the month, the Jakarta Amateur Radio Fair. Amateur Radio Newsline's John Williams, VK4-JJW, tells us more.
It's the season for ham gatherings, from Dayton Hamvention in the US to Germany's ham radio Friedrichshafen. And now hams in Indonesia are preparing for their own big annual radio fair in Jakarta. The two-day event is set for the 15th and 16th of July, the same weekend as ham radio Friedrichshafen. But Indonesia's is taking place in North Jakarta's Ankol Beach City. The activities will include mobile and walking direction-finding exercises, a code-receiving contest, a logging contest, a QSL card challenge, and everyone's favourite activity of all, shopping for the latest equipment. A number of radio innovators will be on hand to discuss new technological developments and ways to improve radio service. The Jakarta Amateur Radio Fair will also host a special event station. Be listening for the call sign YB0JARF if you can't get there in person. Of course, you'll be missing out on all the giveaways and plenty of food, but if propagation's right, you'll get a QSL card. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W3BN repeater of Pennsylvania's Reading Radio Club on Fridays at 8 p.m. during the On the Air Net. Now it's time to meet a club that's an OM among OMs. It's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Brown, WD9GCO, spoke to one of its members.
There are quite a few ham radio clubs scattered all over the world. However, not many of them can claim to be as old as the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club, which celebrated its centennial this year. I spoke with Dave DeFabo, WB9BWP, about the club.
Four guys got together in January of 1917 and started a club that was based in the center of Milwaukee. There were already a few clubs in some surrounding suburbs, but well, back then people didn't have cars and transportation wasn't as prevalent, so there were a number of these smaller clubs scattered around.
The club has already had a couple of special events and will have a few more, according to DeFabo.
We have a parking lot ham fest during field day weekend for those that can't make it. This year it was raining, so we actually moved it inside the building. Unfortunately, the bands didn't cooperate real well. One of the members, who's a motorcycle rider, made arrangements with a dealer in Town House of Harley-Davidson. We were there. We spent Saturday there. The morning wasn't bad. We made a bunch of contacts. Afternoon, things really died. I didn't see a lot of contacts.
You'll want to keep an ear open for the W9RH call during the remainder of 2017, as many club members may be using it.
We are running throughout the year for any individual members. If somebody wants to do a weekend or a weekday or something, we let them go out and be W9RH/100. And we'll have some certificates and things later in the year.
If you'd like more information on the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club and its history, go to their website at www.w9rh.org. According to DeFabo, they actually have all club documents going back to 1917, and they are in the process of digitizing the archives with the intent of making them available. And if you're in the Milwaukee area, The club will be holding a banquet on October 21st as the official celebration of the centennial. From all of us here, congratulations to the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club on 100 years, and here's to a bright future. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
What's happening in radio scouting? There's barely a month left until the National Scout Jamboree. The team is busy preparing as we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
This week in radio scouting, we hear from Jim Wilson, K5ND, the president of the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association. Jim sent out a video to all team members to help them prepare for the National Scout Jamboree. Members start arriving in 2 weeks, and the event runs from July 15th through the 28th at the Summit Betchel Reserve in West Virginia. Here's Jim talking about the goals of the operation, and he also introduces the team leaders.
Our overall goal is to provide scouts exposure to amateur radio, explain what it is, how it is relevant to them, and provide an opportunity to try as many aspects of the hobby as possible within the constraints of the Jamboree. We're not selling amateur radio, but we are sharing it with a sincere hope that many will be favorably impressed or at least better informed. Ideally, a few will pursue it as a hobby or even as an inspiration for a career option. Our targets for amateur radio demonstrations are 10% of Jamboree participants. That's about 3,000. Radio Merit Badge, our target is 400 scouts. And ARDF Fox Hunting, we hope to see 100 teams compete in the course. We also will be operating a special event station with many amateur radio operators across the country and around the world seeking to make a contact with K2BSA. Propagation willing, we hope to provide that opportunity. Let me introduce you to our leadership team, Bill Bode and 4WEB, and Demi Poulos, K4BSA, are leading our demonstration station. They are both back from the K2BSA 2013 operation, and Demi has served as a staff member for several World Jamborees. Phil Westover, WA7URV, and Gary Wilson, K2GW, lead our radio merit badge training. Phil has worked long and hard on animated slide decks for the training. Gary has long been involved in developing radio merit badge training, and both have activated a number of Jamboree on the air stations. Keith Kaiser, WA0TJT, and Mike Crownover, AD5A, lead the fox hunting activities, and Mike will be activating a summit on the air from Garden Ground during the Jamboree. Keith activated fox hunting for the 2013 Jamboree. Russ Mikowitz, N7QR, is responsible for our technical support team. He's been at every Jamboree since 2001, most of those with the K2BSA operation. Bill Stearns, NE4RD, claims to be a nerd, but is also very good at working public relations. He's active in all aspects of radio scouting and will be handling our social media and PR outreach. There are another 40-plus staff members you'll be working with at the Jamboree. Every single one has an extraordinary scout background, and they've given up their summer vacation to spend it with you. Let's all make the most of it.
For more information on K2BSA and radio scouting, please visit www.k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
In the world of DX, be listening for Antonio, EA5RM, in Bolivia. He is on the air until August 14th and will use his call sign CP1XRM. Send QSLs directly to his home call. John, G4IRN, will be on the air, operating holiday style from the Maldives Islands through July 6th. Listen for him using the call sign 8Q7RN. Send QSLs via Clublog OQRS. Logs will also be uploaded to Logbook of the World. You have until July 4th to contact Ken, KH6QJ, in East Kiribati using the call sign T32AZ. Send QSLs via his home call. And finally, with Field Day behind us, we visit one club in South Carolina that had a gem of an idea for Field Day. Jewelry, ham radio style. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Dameron, N8TMW, tells us more.
When you're a ham looking to get the message out in flawless CW, what could be better than having a good fist? How about a good wrist? While tens of thousands of hams throughout North America took to their straight keys and their mics recently for ARRL Field Day, the Anderson Radio Club in South Carolina added another communications mode into the mix, the Morse code bracelet. Out there amid the radios and the generators near the Anderson Civic Center was a table beneath a tent offering an assortment of colored beads, strings, and clasps. Visitors were encouraged to learn a little code first and then spell their names out with beads representing dots, dashes, and spaces between. From there, they made the bracelets. Best of all, no amateur license necessary. Of course, there turned out to be a bit of a hidden message behind all that wearable CW. It said, "Become a licensed ham and all this can be yours next time." So perhaps next year, some of the guests will indeed be back, and this time, they'll be wearing a headset instead. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, the Anderson Independent Mail, the ARRL, the Associated Press, CQ Magazine, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the Indian Express, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Jakarta Amateur Radio Fair, K2BSA, The New York Times, Margie Spangenberg, KK4AGN, New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, Oak Ridge Today, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show and WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. So for now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.